B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, and like, oh yeah. 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich.
Real quick, have you seen Jeff Bezos' spaceship?
No.
I'm just looking at it now. Yeah, it's up on.
That's
on
it.
Is it off now? Is it in the air?
An hour.
No, it takes off an hour. But that is what it looks like.
It's small. Right?
That can't be what it looks like. Well, he made a penis.
Well, I mean,
John,
it's the ultimate phallic symbol.
That's what it is. Yeah.
You got all that money, and you've waited for this moment your entire life, and nobody told you it looked like a penis.
Maybe that was the idea, is that it's, you know, some guys buy vets. This guy builds a rocket ship.
It's the Blue Origin. I mean, there's some people just have, you know, when you got that much money, no one tells you no. Yeah. No one says no.
And that's why I don't think anyone should really care about this.
This is the emperor's new clothes.
Yeah.
Nobody had... The guts to say, literally, hey man, that's a penis.
That literally basis is saying mine's the biggest. Seriously, I have enough money where I can fire my ass into space. None of you guys who have the billions of dollars can do this. But I can.
We saw Steve Ballmer, not to be able to control himself and started grabbing everyone's package that was next to him.
He did. So, I mean, maybe there's just this strange obsession between those people with that kind of money.
Well, yeah, no one tells them no. That's why I always say that they have to go to sandals, where money is of no object, where everything is comped and you can't buy things. So you go to sandals, you got to deal with the people, and your money is, so you're on equal footing with everyone that's there. Your money is of no issue. The buffet is the buffet. And that's the way it stays.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can't do any better than what you got.
Nope. That's the buffet. And you'll have to get in line with everyone else, Mr. Bezos. Mm. So is he going up into space and then just coming down?
I think so. It's Jeff Bezos, his brother, who kind of looks like him. And then, like, two other people, I believe.
Is his brother like Bill Clinton's brother? Like a total doofus?
Right. He's like the scrub.
It's Mark Davis. Mark Davis is going on the ship.
Because if all they do is go into space and then come down, who cares? There was the guy from Red Bull that jumped out of the thing, parachuted out of space.
Oh, okay. Well, Branson just did it, too.
Well, Branson's thing looked cool. That was like it took off like an airplane.
It didn't look like this.
No, this is like a rocket. The thing that Branson had went up and looked like a plane. It can land and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's just I saw a guy in space jump out of the aircraft and parachute to the Earth.
Yeah. I saw Ludacris and Tyrese strap a rocket to a car and go to space in the Fast and Furious movie.
No, but in real life, this guy went up into space and there's video and he's up there and he's in the dark, like in space, and he jumps out and parachutes.
Mm-hmm. I think we all
watched
that.
Or did he parachute or did he fall into a net? He might have fallen into a net.
I thought he parachuted.
I think he might have fallen into a net.
All right. That's like right at the upper edges of the Earth's atmosphere, like as high as you can go without being in space.
No, he was in space.
Okay.
He was up there in space. Remember, I talked about how I hadn't seen it, and you guys told me it was a big deal when it happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was on TV. They did it live.
Yeah, I didn't remember when it happened, but if he's just going into space, big deal. Oh, he's in space for 11 minutes. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't even know what the purpose of all of this is.
Well, for him.
I've read the stuff about Elon Musk and it's, advancing space technology and space exploration and all of that. I don't quite know why there happens to be this race. Maybe they know something we don't know, which kind of scares me.
I don't want to live in space. I'm more than happy dying down here. Maybe they could pay taxes, too. That would be nice if they paid any taxes. They paid more tax, paid a dollar in taxes. That would be nice. Instead of going, I like how you can build a rocket to go into space, but you don't have to pay taxes. Federal taxes. And federal, me, I get taxed on everything under the sun. I don't know how to avoid them. But this guy's got a rocket into space, and he can look at us with a straight face and say he doesn't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, I mean, so people remind me, this is literally an Austin Powers joke. Like, do you remember in Austin Powers, they had the thing take off and the rocket looked just like a penis? It was a joke from that movie.
Well, he's not even doing anything that's a big deal. He's going into space for 20 minutes. Who cares? Jump out of the thing.
Be a man.
Yeah, jump out of it. Instead of just going, big deal, you're going up there for 20 minutes. Who cares? We did a contest on the air. I don't know if you were still at the station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember this.
Where we took listeners on a flight that went up next to space. So big deal.
They went far up enough to where you could see the curvature of the Earth.
Like the toposphere.
Yeah.
They went into, what you were saying, John, right before space.
Yeah.
But this one dude jumped out of the thing from space. You can take a hot air balloon into space.
Can you?
I think that's what the guy did. The Red Bull guy.
See, I don't remember much about it. I just remember that it happened. So I don't know if it was quite as extreme as we... I think it was.
I just saw it.
He obviously had like a mask. And he got to be able to breathe up there.
Many, many monitors on him.
Okay.
But he had a mask. And I'm not sure if he didn't jump into a net. I just put u.com instead of YouTube.
What is u.com? So we own that?
Yeah, obviously someone that doesn't deserve it. All right, let me see here.
I don't even. Felix Baumgartner, Dan is saying his name is.
Okay.
And that was what, about like 5 years ago that he did that? That was like a big thing.
It's actually 2016. Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's up in space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at him. He's in space. I mean, that's not space.
Dive without a bungee cord.
Yeah.
That's not space. That's space, baby.
Hang on. Is that that's the starting photo of when he jumped out? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's space.
That's so, Bezos, get out of here, you puss. Like, oh, boy, I'm in space for 20 minutes. Jump out of it. Then we're talking. Yeah, mm-hmm. Look at this guy. Look at this crazy bastard.
Yeah, that's insane. And that was the Red Bull deal. How long did it take to get down?
I don't think he had a parachute. I think that he landed. Well, now
I mean, you can't land it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't. There's got to be something.
Because I saw one where the guy jumped from like some ridiculous height into an air thing. He didn't have a parachute on. And then when that's over, you say, what are you going to do next? I guess you just play Russian roulette.
They just showed the rocket and then the cross screen with Jeff Bezos' head next to it.
Yeah, get out of here, you pussy. I don't care about you.
That guy landed with a parachute.
Yeah.
Like he was skydiving.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's amazing.
All right, so, what was I just about to say? Oh, so if you're the guy who jumped out into space, or you're the guy from space, or you're the guy who jumped out of the airplane and landed into, like, the net, what's going to feed that next? Like, there's obviously some addiction to adrenaline. Like what do you, like, just put, go to the zoo and put your head in, like, the lion's mouth every day? Like, what do you do?
I was just going to say, if you do this, you have to be, you should be close to death. Because if you do it and you're 50, I mean, you have theoretically 30 years left at least on the planet where you're going to be bored. Or you really do go do something that kills you.
So, what do you do? You sit around playing Russian roulette all day.
Just what do these wealthy people know that we don't know?
I don't think they know anything.
It's a hobby.
This is just their newest
toy.
They
can.
Yes. They don't have to pay taxes.
I've seen too many science fiction movies. There's that one film where that super rich guy built a rocket that went into space so he could meet the Prometheus gods, the people who created us. And he could say, why are we here? We're here. Roll the bones.
He's not going to do it in 20 minutes. I can tell you that. Not when there's a Red Bull dude that jumped out of the thing already in space. Seriously, if you're that Red Bull guy and you've jumped, all right, what did you do? Well, I went into space and then jumped out and then into Earth and I lived to tell the tale. So what are you doing now? I like to fish. Like what are you doing at that point?
Yeah, I know.
I've taken up woodworking. No, how are you going to almost kill yourself next? He's on a ledge looking down at the Earth. Like the Earth. The entire Earth. He's on a ledge. Look, Rich.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
He's looking down at the Earth. Not the land, not like the sea. He's looking at the
curvature of the Earth.
He's looking at the sphere that is the Earth. And he jumps out into it. What's next? There's nothing you can do next. There's nothing that beats that. Nothing beats that. Maybe you try to dodge bullets. Maybe just have a bunch of your friends go out and shoot arrows in the air, like in Grown Ups, and see if you can dodge them.
You jump from Mars, maybe. You could try to find some way to have a cool jetpack.
He'd be bored. He'd be bored in space. He'd be like, let me go out there with nothing on and see how long I can live.
All right, guy in line one says we're all wrong about this.
Okay.
We're all just totally confused, which wouldn't be the first time.
Jacob, go ahead.
All right, so... Felix Baumgartner was a Red Bull guy that jumped from the stratosphere, not from space, from the stratosphere, and he parachuted down back to Earth. Not long after, Alan Eustace, vice president of Google, broke that record, did the exact same thing as Felix Baumgartner.
But he looks, I mean, it's dark all around him. I mean, he's pretty much, I know it's not weightlessness because obviously he has to fall. But he's up there where it's dark, and you can see the Earth.
Well, yeah. So his first initial descent while in the stratosphere was faster than his descent, and when he got into our atmosphere, he broke Mach 1. Oof. Because there's less air resistance. So he's just he was flying. He actually passed out for a short amount of time.
Yeah, he was going. I'm being told he was going 840 miles an hour.
Oh my God! How does he not
And the crazy thing is the Eustace Alan guy, or Alan Eustace from the Google exec that did it, he's 60 years old when he did it.
Hachi machi. Yeah, I mean, what do you do next?
But I was just saying, that's the right idea. The older you are, it's better for you because you can't possibly top us.
All right, so apparently the reason that most of these guys are doing this is because they want to be the first company to do commercial flights to space. Why would anyone want to do that? Why would anyone pay the type of money that you know they're going to demand just to go up and then come back down? Because that's all it's going to be. And think of all
to
of the
say it.
Well, I mean, think of all of the training
tell
and
chicks.
All the crap you have to do. Well, okay, well then, great. You're the coolest. You're the absolute coolest. But I mean, how much is that going to cost someone to go up there and do that in the first place? And second of all, it just doesn't seem like a fun experience.
No,
at all.
It seems like
it's
a complete nightmare.
It's nerve wracking, and you theoretically there's training that has to happen before you.
That's
actually
what Rich
get
was just saying.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you get up in that rocket. What 11 sec? How many seconds did you say it was?
I don't know.
He's 11 minutes.
11 minutes. Sorry. Okay. So for 10 minutes of your life, this sounds to me like Bezos is going to do this and then invite all of his rich buddies to pay to do the same thing.
What would be great is if they went up there and did their taxes and paid them. Does that not piss anyone else off that they're not paying taxes and that he's going to space?
And then solve hunger. World hunger.
No. I'm not hippieing this out and socializing this. I'm not saying that he can build 85 million rockets if he wants to. He doesn't have to give one dime to charity. I don't care about that. I'm not going there. I'm just saying pay taxes. Because
yeah.
I guess the secret is you just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. And borrowing against your wealth, and then somehow that mitigates all your taxes. And Bezos took some school, what do you call it there? He took some break on his taxes because one of his kids went to private school or something. He got to write that off or some nonsense. Mm. Pay your taxes. No, I'm not a hippie saying, why? You think these people are why are they going into space when they can solve all these world's problems? Well, that's not their responsibility. They don't have to do anything. But certainly pay. I have to pay a lot of taxes. You pay taxes. If you're going to live here, pay tax. Then you know what? He shouldn't be able to drive on the road. Because
Fred, look at the logo on his jacket.
Yeah, it's a penis. Maybe he's trying to. Maybe they're going to go up there and invent a new a new plug.
Let's hope it doesn't explode.
Well, that'd be funny if the parachute shot out the top.
Well, you know the top comes off.
Yeah. It'd be funnier if it didn't.
Tip of the hat?
Or if it was, European and it just elongated the top, just came up a little bit more. It exposed, a middle. And then you'd go, oh, he's from Europe.
Okay.
Are there two thrusters at the bottom?
Oh, Bezos is not Jewish. I just found that out.
All right.
The top is uncovered in some way. And then you would say, oh, this is obviously not a Jewish flight. This man has not seen a moil any time in his life. Well, there you go. His giant penis is going into the space. I like how he's on the news. I'm going, who cares? Screw you.
Yeah, and also Branson just did this.
Yeah, but Branson takes pictures with people and they put them on Facebook and say, look at who I met. When he went into space, there's two people I know on Facebook put pictures that they had taken with Richard Branson up. You can tangentially know someone? You've been in the same area as someone who went into space? You're somehow co-opting this experience as if you... I should be impressed by you?
Although,
that you
if you met Richard Branson, there's probably a decent story to go with it of how you would run into Richard Branson.
Be rich and live in Florida?
Well, if that's the case, if they're just super wealthy, then that's the story.
Yeah, be rich and be somewhere where other rich people are in Florida.
I was just thinking about a schmo.
Go to a country club or a nice restaurant and Richard Branson's there.
There's a different level of country club that Richard Branson goes to, though.
Probably
Jeff Bezos doesn't just go out amongst the commoners and go golfing.
The country club, the one in Brookline, mm-hmm. No one talks about.
Oh. Sorry, super secret behind the hedges.
That is that's still a mystery to me.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people that brag about a lot of stupid crap, and that is interesting to me. That has never been brought up. The country club. I don't know. They met him in Florida. They're rich people, and they met him in Florida. Divorcees, maybe they banged him. Who knows? All right, we'll be back. But when does he go up? Does he go up this morning?
Or is
he
9 o'clock? Is that right?
Less than an hour, 40, 45 minutes.
What if that thing goes kablowy?
Well.
Then will they have to pay taxes? Because he can't borrow money against it? All right, so we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Who is this? Is this Flogging Molly?
I was going to say the Dropkicks, but that's my go-to, but it could be Flogging Molly.
It's the Warriors Code. Okay.
Okay.
That was tough.
They are on tour with Rancid, and it's from Boston to Berkeley, and they are playing neither in Boston nor in Berkeley.
They're not playing Worcester?
They are playing in Worcester.
They are. Okay. All right. Because I know that, like, Bad Religion's only playing in Worcester, too.
NoFX is playing in Worcester, too. With
Bad Religion, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And that Punk and Drublick Beer Festival.
Yeah.
Which I would like to go to, but I have gone to Worcester for the big ska extravaganza.
It takes everything in me to get to Worcester to see a concert. Because when I see a concert, I want to go and I want to enjoy myself, and getting home is a nightmare. And I wouldn't mind going to a Woo Sox game. It seems perfectly fine, but it seems that almost any metal concert or any kind of heavy concert just stays in Worcester.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why everything's in Worcester. I wonder if you have to pay too many taxes here in Boston.
There's probably some weird reason why metal shows don't come here. I think there might be some like crazy rule, like, you know, you're not allowed.
You rock too hard.
You rock way too hard.
Inside of 128.
I swear,
right?
If you're like a fan of, you know, like, well, I mean, if you're the fan of the Insane Clown Posse, they haven't come here forever.
They don't let anyone in Springfield, but
Zach Wilde has a bit clutch. Like they stay in Worcester and they don't go anywhere else.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yep. I took a car to Worcester. But there you have it. Worcester is getting all the shows. Plus, they have a breeze that goes out to center field in the Woo Park, which allows it for a lot of hot dog dingers. They're not the only one rocket going off today. There's rockets going off in Worcester. Skaboosh, right there.
What did you just say?
Skaboosh.
What are you talking about?
In Worcester, in Polar Park, there's a
hitter-friendly ballpark.
There's a wide open behind home plate. It's wide open, and there's a wind that rushes through and allows balls to go sayonara.
The two biggest highlights I've seen from there so far was that one dude who just got tackled in the outfield, which was great. It was it was like six people at once ganged up on the guy. And then there was the fake proposal that they had the other day that the internet freaked out about. You know, with a woman who said no and ran away. I mean, that was obviously fake.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. It was like people were just like, oh, it's the first time I've ever seen this. A woman said no to a proposal. I'm like, I've seen that. They do that at ballparks to get people talking about it, to promote it.
Well, everyone's going to Woo Sox games now.
I think
they
are.
Just enjoying the ride. Just enjoying the Dong Express down to Ding Dongville. Ring the bell, stopping in the center field seats.
Is that what they call it? The Dong Express?
They call it the Dong Express. Next stop. Next stop.
Ship. Bezos.
I like the way you're thinking. It's probably true.
Next stop, a Lucky Fans glove. Bringing home a souvenir. See you in the show, kid. If you keep up these dongs. Yeah, they're giving Bezos a lot of attention. It's making me hate him pretty good.
Oh, check out that cool guy who's going up with the
cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
That's got to be his brother. It's got to be. Please, I'm different, Mom. I'm different than I'm different than Jeff. I have a cowboy hat.
You'll know me as
edgy
as the barnacle. That's like my brother when I ran Hustler. He was always mucking up the work.
Actually, that might be Bezos with the hat. No, okay.
No, Bezos is the guy.
Because I think his brother looks
from the right.
Yeah, but his brother looks a lot like him though. And I'm
maybe
is
that
he bald as well.
Who knows? It's genetic. I'll tell you this is if Larry Flint was still alive, he'd already be in space. If he was
from
still
his
alive.
Fortune?
He had a fortune. He owned the Flint building. And you know how much that thing's got to be worth there in L.A.?
How
right
much?
Where that Flint building is? Put it in your Google machine. How much? That's the primest real estate in L.A. right there for the Flint Corporation. How dare you? He's amassed quite a fortune. You don't think Busty Biker Babes ever didn't bring in a couple bucks?
West L.A., Beverly Hills?
Yep.
Nice.
How much you think that thing? That's about an 8-story, 10-story building right there that he owns.
Nice.
You don't think that thing brings in a few shekels?
I'm sure it does.
Watch your tone when you talk about Flint. He's a freedom fighter. He's the reason that you're allowed to speak on air today, Four Eyes.
Well... I was unaware.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
Yeah. Well, Bezos is helping a guy put on a watch.
I think that's his brother. I think they look exactly the same. Like, he kind of looks like off-brand Bezos, the one on the right.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Does
if
his brother pay taxes? Like
Michael Keaton, Multiplicity, which each copy was slightly off from the other one.
Yeah, it's knockoff Bezos. He's got like deeper eyebrows. It's like eyebrow basis.
Someone tweeted and said, "Fred, don't blame the government for the rules and not the guy who doesn't pay the taxes." And so I say, I blame everybody.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
There's a man who's funding his own mission into space today that does not pay taxes.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos' brother looks like Waluigi. It's like, you know, what Luigi is to Waluigi or Wario is to Mario. He's got a mustache.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll see this. And while we're on the air, how exciting. How exciting. While we're on the air, a self-funded mission to space, which has already been done recently. And
like last week.
But I guess because Richard Branson is a citizen of the world and not a citizen of the United States, I don't think. Maybe it didn't get the press coverage, even though it's a much cooler looking plane. And it lands instead of just having a stupid parachute shoot out. He lands the thing. So screw this guy. Screw Bezos. But I do like Bob Saget's on it.
He's a Bob Saget looking guy.
It's just Bob Saget. What if Bob Saget was on it? He'll treat him with a little dirty comedy. Bob Saget probably be in studio soon.
Oh, that'd good. Be nice. Yeah. Always good having good. Him in.
Oh, he always makes it a point. It's the only radio he does.
Yep.
In the country, I think. Is he always makes it a point to come in here. All right, Rich.
When we come back, I got something special for you, Fred.
Okay. Something special. Is it like the dingers at the Woo Sox game?
Not quite the dingers and the Salami Express. No.
Dong Express.
Well, I mean, if they got
salamis the base, like last night,
you know? If they got the bases all loaded up and you hit one to Salamiville. Get out your mustard. Send this one to a boy in the army. A souvenir for the fans. Duran, whose dad is a bodybuilder and has really bad tattoos on his chest. He hit one out yesterday in a big first inning for your boys, your Red Sox, your boys with the red stockings were out there busting it in the first inning down there in Buffalo. Having the time. Big first inning for the boys. Mm-hmm. Cora shook up the lineup. Was it the right decision?
Give it a call, Fred.
It certainly was. The local nine with a big first inning yesterday, including a round tripper that sent four home to their mamas. What a time to be a fan, grabbing souvenirs. Your young Buck Duran went the other way to give, is he left-handed? To give someone in the left field stands a little bit of a treat, something to hand to a youngster and say, boy, take this with you and cherish this game of ours, this American game.
Dan was telling me apparently Duran's first home run, the kid won't give the ball back.
Oh, is that right?
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
You can't have it. And it'd be funny if he never hits another one, and the kid just has a worthless ball. I just got some jabronis, home run ball.
Either worthless or worth everything to that guy.
Oh, it's worth everything to him.
Yeah.
But the kid keeps the ball, and Duran never hits another home run, so the ball's literally worthless.
Just like once a year he gets a phone call from Duran. All right, now will you sell it? No. Yeah,
exactly. Dude, it's worth nothing. It's worth less than a new ball would be worth. Nope. I'm still won't give it to you. Ah, shucks. It's those Buffalo people. Nasty. Nasty, those people up there in Buffalo. All right, we'll be right back. Hear that line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Well, the Knicks are, every move is the Knicks because of all their cap space. Yeah. 98.5 in the way that they performed.
But still, the return would be insane.
I wouldn't do it. 98.5, the Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. All right, Rich, what's going on? You've left me in suspense.
Yep, all right, Dan, let's do it.
No.
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the local car say yeah? Yeah!
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
This is going to be an easy one for you to figure out. I will give you the scenario that really happened somewhere in America, and you just tell me which armpit it is. A big-ass fight breaks out in front of a downtown burger shop. Did that happen in A, Wisconsin, C, Minnesota, or B, Michigan?
I know it happened in right around where I grew up. Michigan.
Absolutely. Let's get to the tape, shall we, Fred?
It started inside of the Shake Shack restaurant downtown Detroit, spilling out into the parking lot behind me. 10 or 12 girls going at it, and it was all caught on video.
10 or 12 girls going at it?
Yes. Wow.
You know what that calls for? I mean, girls' school reunion.
I was going to say spring break.
The sorority girl reunion.
Burgers and buns.
Starting TT Boy.
TT Boy.
I mean, you like that.
Well, back then there were five guys that did porn.
Who was the clown prince?
Oh, I can never remember his name. There was TT Boy, Peter North.
Yep.
Who was the black guy? There was one black, Lexington Steel.
Okay.
Peter North, TT Boy, Lexington Steel, Dave Hardman.
Sure that was his name?
That wasn't made up at all.
No, TT Boy was really the guy's name, though. and then the Clown Prince, but I cannot recall his name.
Okay.
It started inside of the Shake Shack restaurant downtown Detroit, spilling out into the parking lot behind me. 10 or 12 girls going at it, and it was all caught on video.
Oh, brawling. Big time, like some dudes. Little bitty girls, brawling.
They work at the burger spot.
I was actually on my way to Shake Shack. My cousin here from Las Vegas.
Dinner and a show.
What?
I would think that would have been left on the cutting room floor.
Yes.
Unnecessary details from the editor there.
All right. My cousin from Las Vegas, non sequitur. What the hell was that? Clean up your act, Detroit Television.
Well, I mean, listen, they're not exactly the biggest market, I don't think. Actually, they are. Oops.
Yeah. About the same size as Boston, so let's not cast too many stones.
You know what that is? That is...
I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
Right. These are unnecessary details. Thank goodness they left that one in.
Yeah.
My cousin here from Las Vegas.
Dinner and a show Monday. Downtown Detroit apparently started inside Shake Shack and they took it outside.
I'm looking, I see the green burger on their shirts. And I'm like, oh, them the Shake Shack girls. And I told my cousin right there and there, like, hey, no Shake Shack today, buddy.
Boy, I'll tell you, this cousin is getting all kinds of attention in this thing.
Is that the name of the movie that we played the theme song to?
Them the Shake Shack girls.
What was that?
Them the Shake Shack girls.
Cracking cocaine.
Oh, that was after.
That's the real theme to what was going on.
It's after the TV. It's after the cameras were off.
That's the party after the shoot.
Right.
You know what's funny, too, is like if there is a Shake Shack downtown, that means that it's like in a good part of downtown, like one that they've refurbished. So this is happening in like the nice area of downtown Detroit.
And by the way, the video is everything that you dream that it is. I mean, it's like, you know, 10 people just going crazy. There's one woman who's just wearing a bra who just jumps into the pile.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Shake Shack girls.
Well, this cousin from Las Vegas certainly got a show. I wonder what he's up to.
Shake Shack said in a statement to Fox 2, they're disturbed by what happened.
And did not mean to upset the cousin from Las Vegas. And if anyone else's cousins from out of town were present, please know that this is not the behavior you should usually expect from the good people of Detroit.
Shake Shack said in a statement to Fox 2 they're disturbed by what happened and are launching an investigation that could mean disciplinary action. Adding safety for customers and staff is number one.
Well, if it could involve disciplinary action, this is a melee that made the news. It could involve that.
What'd you think when you saw that girl leap over that fence?
Tell you what he thought.
Them the Shake Shack girls. I said, whoa. Like, that girl ready. She was ready, ready, like a wrestler.
They were not messing around.
Not at all.
Damn!
Jason says the fight fizzled out after a few minutes.
I don't try to bring up nothing because we're in Detroit. Anything can happen.
Jason and his cousin finally...
The deaf and mute cousin that was just standing there.
They mentioned you again.
Damn!
That is three mentions of the cousin. The hell's going on over there?
Jason and his cousin finally did get that burger and shake they were after. Reporting downtown Detroit, Jessica Dupnack, Fox 2 News.
All right.
The Shake Shack girls. I said, whoa.
Damn.
Mike, I think you might have made something. Do you?
Them the Shake Shack girls. Brawling.
Damn!
That girl ready. Whoa.
Damn!
I said, whoa. Them the Shake Shack girls.
Brawling.
Whoa. Like, that girl ready.
Damn!
Brawling. We in Detroit. Anything can happen big time, like some booze. No Shake Shack today, buddy.
Okay, that's, I don't know what the reference to that is. I'm sure it's a famous song that I'm not aware of.
Maybe it was a tribute to the great Biz Markie.
But Fred, do you know, okay, so that woman, you heard her at the end, you know, I'm so-and-so, Detroit News.
Jessica Dupnack.
Okay, who did she sound a lot like? I have a feeling, she's a fairly young woman. It seems to me the way she was talking that she grew up watching a certain reporter that was a superstar in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Did that not remind you 100% of a certain superstar who, by the way, has since resurfaced, the great Andrea Isom? If you don't know who Andrea Isom is.
Where is she now?
She's back in Detroit. Okay, so I went and looked. After I heard that, I'm like, I want to find out where Andrea Isom is now. Andrea Isom was a reporter who gave us reports from Detroit that just you couldn't match it. She ended up getting fired, but leaving and then resurfacing and doing a bit where she went to different restaurants and basically told them that they had violations with their health code.
In a very superior fashion.
Very severe. But when she did it, she would look at the camera like, oh no.
Yeah, like
hot
water.
And like, you know, she was like, oh, I got to tell you, it looks like you got 7 violations. Do this thing with her eyebrows. And all of a sudden it was announced that last month she's not there anymore. But if you don't know the greatness of Andrea Isom, let's remind you of this is somebody that if there's any people from, I don't know, Boston 25, WBZ listening, if you want a true reporter that people will tune in for, this is the person you need to hire.
Last night, the lady of this house came home to one hell of a surprise. There was one heck of a party in her pad, but she never got the invite. 3 men had helped themselves to all of her gin and her Seagram's Happy Juice. And these cats went crazy. They cooked up all her food, crab legs, shrimp. They even had a bird in the oven. Can you believe it? And while they were fixing their feast, they were high as a kite on the chronic. Bold, huh? She screamed.
Nate ran out the house.
Then the lady called the law. According to the police report, the victim says her house was a hot mess. A bunch of her stuff was stolen, including some very sentimental things. And the dudes dining at her dining room table were fellas with familiar faces. She told detectives 2 of them live right next door. Now that's worse than a nosy neighbor.
Your brothers were in there.
Yeah, one of them.
But sis here says it's not his fault. He was just a guest.
Somebody was squatting in that house. The guy that was in there, he was squatting already, so he was inviting people over as if he was living there.
If you're a homeowner, renting a property or whatever, you don't leave your home abandoned for 3-4 months.
Well, the woman tells Fox 2 she was there last Tuesday, and everything was intact.
This is Detroit, Michigan. This is the hungry capital of the world. And we will come in there and squat in your house if you're not home.
Wait.
Yeah.
Such a respect for, yeah, for law.
Sir, could you say that on camera? Oh, you did say that on camera.
Yes, exactly. And could we please make this into a billboard? Now, listen, everyone, stay in Detroit. Don't go vacation because you're just allowing someone. I like how one of the guys was her brother. Well, doesn't that make it not a crime, basically?
No. It was the girl's brother who was in the house. It was squatter. It was the woman. Andre Isom's not very good at using the pronouns properly. The woman she's interviewing was the brother of the guy who was squatting in the house. Yeah. No. The homeowner just was gone and came back and saw someone with a bird in the oven drinking some of that Seagram's Happy Juice.
Wait, what? I mean, if you squat in the house and somebody invites you over to smoke some weed, you're going to go be right next door.
I don't know what you think about all this right now, but these people believe she's to blame and she should have known better than to ever, ever leave her house alone for too long.
Stay on your property for your copper come up missing.
Now, that gentleman says he would never, ever do anything like that, but other people do. Two guys were arrested last night, but the other guy, he ran before the police got there. By the way, that lady is looking for another place to live. I'm Andrea Isom, on the edge.
All right, we finally have an answer to a burning question, by the way. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
Never been more ashamed to immediately know the answer to a question you were looking for, but the clown prince of porn was Jonathan Morgan.
Thank you so much. Jonathan Morgan, indeed. The women seem to actually enjoy him, but sometimes it was too much of a break. He would make them laugh, like, during the scene.
How is he a clown prince? Like, what did he do that made him a clown prince?
He would, Tom, you can help me with this. He would overact. He would,
very extreme with the facial expressions. Yes. Yeah, very.
It's like Jim Carrey?
Slapstick porn, I would say.
Yeah, he would do, like, imitations and stuff. He would,
I actually, watched him do a movie in blackface once, believe it or not.
Well, you know what? He should be punished for that and banished from the porn industry.
The point was he had blindfolded the woman because the woman only likes black men, and he convinced her because of his endowment that he was indeed,
African-American, that he, and I'm sure he used a very subtle accent to get that point across.
But I think there was a little of that.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Well, Tom, thank you. It is Jonathan Morgan, okay. Indeed. It shares a name with you, John Wallach.
Huh.
You could have been the clown prince of porn.
You could have been.
You would know. Google Jonathan Morgan and see if you recognize him. You'll recognize him. There's only five guys doing porn back then. I can't think of a more miserable job than doing porn.
Maybe bring back one of their careers to make a new film.
Them the Shake Shack girls.
Yes, indeed. All right. Phil Perry is going to join us as training camp. I think the Jets rookies show up today or tomorrow.
Handful of teams, the rookies start today, like three or four teams.
I think the Jets rookies, they start today.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was thinking out loud. Yes.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw any porno in the 90s, you know that guy. Again, it was back before. If you ever hear one of these old guys, like these old porn guys interviewed, they're all like real bitter because of Viagra. They're like, back then we didn't have Viagra. I used to do five scenes a day. And I didn't have no Viagra.
Right. It was like the steroid race. Yeah,
it was the steroid era.
That's right. I was doing it natural. I had women waiting off to the side to keep me ready.
There was no fluffers. That is something.
Is that what that's called? I honestly had no idea.
No, right? No fluffers. That is something I don't think that really ever existed in the porn industry. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.